Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I invite you to turn with me this morning to John chapter 1. John chapter 1 and verse 29 is our text. There was a man named Charles Spurgeon, who was a preacher of the gospel back in the late 1800s, and he was scheduled to preach in a hall in England over the weekend. And when he got to the place the very first afternoon, he decided he wanted to test the acoustics in the room. And he walked up to the pulpit and he shouted at the top of his lungs, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And at that exact moment in time, there was a worker in the auditorium cleaning cobwebs out of the rafters, high up in the rafters. And the story goes that the man heard the word of truth declared, and it pierced his heart, and God saved that man. That is our text this morning. John 1, verse 29 says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." How can you possibly describe someone as glorious as our God? How does a mortal man describe God? In verse 1 of this chapter, chapter 1, verse 1, he describes himself through John to be the Word. John 1, 1, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God." He said, "I'm the Word." In John 14, he said, "I am the way. I am the way." He said, "I am the truth. And I am the life." In John 10, he said, "I am the door." The door. In John 6, he said, "I am the bread." In John 15, he said, "I am the vine." And in chapter 10, he said, "I'm the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd." We are the sheep. If we belong to Him, if we are His chosen people, we are the sheep. The Scripture says, "All we like sheep have gone astray." We've all gone astray. But the Lord is our shepherd. Not only does He keep His sheep and lead His sheep, feed His sheep, and protect and provide and teach His sheep, but Hebrews 7, verse 26 says, if we are His sheep, it says, He became us. Oh, our shepherd is so good to us. To the point that our shepherd became us. Behold the Lamb. He's the shepherd. He's the Lamb. The glory and majesty of God is that the Lion of the tribe of Judah became a lamb. The hunter willingly became the hunted. The Lamb. Behold the Lamb. A lamb is a sheep. Sheep, by nature, are innocent. They're not vicious. They're not killers. They're not hunters. They don't have a prey that they're after. Behold the Lamb. Isaiah 53 verse 2 says, He shall grow up as a tender plant. Song of Solomon chapter 5 verse 12 says, His eyes are as the eyes of doves. He said in Matthew 11, I am meek and lowly in heart. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. Sheep clothe us. They cover us. They warm us. They become naked. They become shorn. They become humiliated. So we can have their covering. Behold the Lamb. It is His coat of righteousness that covers our sin. It's His robe of righteousness that every saint in glory wears. Robes of righteousness. And Acts chapter 8 verse 32 says, Like a lamb, dumb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Behold the Lamb. Behold our covering. Sheep cover us. They also feed us. They clothe us. And they feed us. They give their lives in death to sustain our life. In the Old Testament, when they sacrificed those sheep, they ate the meat. It didn't go to waste. Their lives were not given in vain. They feed us. Behold the Lamb. He said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Verse 29 says, The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Our Lord said, Search the Scriptures. They are they which testify of me. They all speak of me. And I want us to see how perfectly all of the Scriptures fit together and speak of Him. Testify of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lamb. Turn with me over to Genesis chapter 4. In Genesis chapter 3, God was angry with Adam and Eve. They sinned against Him. They broke His law, just like every person since Adam has done, including you and me, sinned against God and broke His law. And in Genesis 3, verse 21, the Lord showed Adam and Eve the fact that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. There's no payment made for sin. Genesis 3, verse 21 says, Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. An animal was slain. In chapter 3, verse 24 says, So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. What he's saying is, God is holy. God is holy. And you've been banished from God's presence. You've been banished from my presence. But there is a way. There is a way you can approach me again. Look now at chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell." Abel brought of the firstlings of his flock. Abel brought a lamb. Why? It's what God said. It's what God told Adam and Eve must happen for the remission of their sins. And it's what Adam told his sons. And Abel brought a lamb. And it was to show a type, a picture of the Lamb. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. It represented Jesus Christ. The Lamb typified the type, the picture. There is a way, one way, to approach God. And it's through the offering of a lamb. You know Abel didn't truly understand why God required that, but he knew that's what God required, so he obeyed. In the beginning, as soon as man sinned, God gave a picture, he gave a type of what would redeem man back to his original state with God. The lamb. The lamb typified. Now turn with me over to Genesis chapter 22. Genesis 22 verse 1 says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Where is the lamb? I know we need a lamb, but we don't have one. Verse 8, And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. That is the lamb prophesied. Man has sinned against God, and because of that, we need a lamb. And now we know where that lamb will come from. The lamb has been typified. It's what is required to pay the penalty of sin. The lamb has been prophesied. And here it is. God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. God will provide what He requires. God will provide Himself. And what is it going to take to pay the penalty of sin? It's going to take God. It's going to take the death of the God-man. God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering. The lamb prophesied. Now turn with me over to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus 12 verse 1 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man, according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the house, wherein they shall eat it." That is the lamb applied. The lamb applied. There to my heart was the lamb slain and the blood applied. That's the reason for this lamb. We need His blood applied to cover our sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The lamb has been typified. The lamb has been prophesied. The lamb has been applied. Now go with me to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 verse 1 says this, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth." He. That is the lamb personified. This lamb is actually a man. A person. You need a lamb. I need a lamb. God will provide him. Only in his blood will he pass over us. And this lamb that we need so desperately is actually a man. Now go with me back to John 29, John 1, verse 29, our text. It says, "The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him." All this time, the prophets, the laws, men were preaching, someone's coming. There is one coming. And finally, verse 29 says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. There he is. The Lamb has been identified. He is the one. Behold the Lamb. This is that Lamb. God sent him. He's God's Lamb. The Lamb of God. He shed his blood, bearing the sin of his people. Behold. Look to him. Look to him. He's the one. He was typified. He was prophesied. He was applied. He was personified. He was identified. And turn with me to Revelation 5. We will see the Lamb glorified and magnified. Revelation chapter 5. Verse 1 says, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Behold the Lamb of God. Glory to his name. Glory to the work that he accomplished. We glory in his blood that was spilt for us. Now, what did this Lamb, our Lamb, accomplish when he spilt his blood? Go back with me to John chapter 1. Verse 29 says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Taketh away the sin. They are all taken away, away. My sins are all taken away. Taketh away the sin of the world. Now, some people are going to read that. Some people are going to hear this, and they're going to say, there it is. Which taketh away the sin of the world. When Christ died, He died for the sin of the whole world. Well, let me ask this question. Is the word whole in John 1:29? Does it say, which taketh away the sin of the whole world? What about the word entire? Does it say, which taketh away the sin of the entire world? No. Our Lord said, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. We just read it in Revelation 5. He said, out of every nation, tribe, kindred, and tongue. Out of. Romans 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What is it to walk after the flesh? It's to walk in the law. That's what it is to walk in the law. The law that the flesh tries to keep. The law is written to this flesh. Thou shalt not. But there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 3 says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak, through the flesh, God sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, or by a sacrifice for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Him. Don't just see Him. Look to Him. Behold Him. John said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. We've seen Him and we've looked upon Him. Behold, behold the Lamb of God. Look to Him. If you from sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God. He to redeem you died on Calvary. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. When all you see is your sin and your wickedness, look to the Lamb of God. When all you see is your inability and your insecurity, look to the Lamb of God. When you feel like you can't see anything, you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, look to the Lamb of God. He alone is able to save you. Thank God for the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Until next Sunday morning, may the Lord bless His Word.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message, or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.